This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Tuesday, October 14, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Two diamond juniors are about to start diamond mining in South Africa. One is the ASX-listed Bonaparte on a full-scale basis. The other is the JSE-listed Tawana on a trial basis. Bonaparte MD Mike Woodbourne said that full-scale mining would begin at Savannah this month. Tawana MD Wolf Marks said trial mining was about to begin at its flagship Career Flay Vase Kimberlite project. Both Woodbourne and Marks are South African-born miners who now live in Australia. JSE-listed Sally's CEO Tom Dale said on Monday that the company was on its way to Canada to negotiate higher prices for its quality Witkop fluorspar. This was after closing its Buffalo fluorspar operation, where horrendous feed material had caused ongoing losses. Dale said that the Sally's board had informed staff, employees and the National Union of Mine Workers of its intention to mothball the Buffalo plant and to cease operations there. This was owing to Buffalo's inability to secure economical prices for its high phosphorus fluorspar. Current global uncertainty had made Buffalo's very restricted market very vulnerable.
The reason we go to Canada is that everybody in the fluorspar industry goes there.
Yes.
To talk prices for calendar 2009. We're busy trying to focus on things that will turn the company around.
Also making headlines, diversified miner Teck is to sell 27.6 million Fording units to a Canadian bank. Australian miner Indofil Resources is confident its shareholders will approve the sale of its stake in an undeveloped Philippine copper and gold mine. TSX-listed coal miner Homeland Energy confirms a 114 million ton resource at its US coal operations. And Japan's Sumitomo Metal Mining Company eyes a $17 billion nickel plant in the Philippines. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.